This week here on The World Service, we are going to look at something that affects every single one of us, the air we breathe. How polluted is it? How technology is beginning to improve it? Listen out for those special reports. This morning, the Director General of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan, described air pollution as more dangerous than HIV or Ebola. She's been speaking to my colleague, Sarah Montague.
The most common misconception is that the health damage comes from heavy pollution that everybody can see or feel, pollution that stings your eyes or make you cough. That is a period when most governments can send a high alert to ask people not to go to school, not to exercise in public. But that is only one risk. To me, the most difficult issue and the most difficult causes are damages that is long-term that are not visible to our eyes. Because with poor quality air, there are chemicals and particles in the polluted air that are so small. And if you continue to breathe in such quality air, it will damage our lung, it can damage the heart, and also affect the brain function. So that's why we would like to sound the alert, particularly for children. They are small, and in fact, the air pollution starts in the womb of the mothers. Pregnant mothers, when they are exposed to air pollution, will give birth to low birth weight babies. And these babies are more vulnerable to pneumonia. And pneumonia is the number one cause of death in children. More than 600,000 per year of children under five die of pneumonia. And of course, air pollution contributing to pneumonia and to other respiratory problems.
How do you think that the problem compares with something like Ebola or HIV? Because we think of it so differently. But how do they compare in scale?
I think, you know, air pollution is definitely on a much bigger scale because every year, indoor and outdoor pollution contribute to 6.5 million deaths a year. So the size of the problem is much bigger.
Given the severity of the problem, what is it that you want governments to do that they're not doing at the moment?
Government must know their problem. If you know your problem, then you look at what are the drivers. Is it because there are too many cars on the road? Or is it because people are cutting and burning trees to get land for agriculture? So if you know your problems, the size of your problem, you know the drivers, then you can find the solution.
Dr. Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization, bringing us to the end of this edition of the programme. Thanks for your company this past hour. I'll be back again tomorrow. I hope you'll join me then.